If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild fly. They call him rock the riders, rock.
They call him
the wild fowl.
They call him
rock the riders, rock.
They call him
the wild fowl.
They call him
punt, the fly.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. This is Season 6, Episode 1 of 15 episodes. The season will have a featured guest on every episode. Everybody that listens to the show knows that I mainly do the episodes by myself. But this season will have a featured guest on every episode. What you can expect is a diverse group of key contributors that I selected to add value to the show. I appreciate everyone tapping in. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Linden, that's what's poppin'. Cadiz, that's what's poppin'. Mickey Fax, that's what's poppin'. The middle of nowhere, that's what's poppin'. Vibin' to the music, that's what's poppin'. National Fleet DJs, that's what's poppin'. Columbus, Ohio, that's what's poppin'. Label opportunities, that's what's poppin'. A burn in a hand, that's what's poppin'. Season 6 of Riders Live, that's what's poppin'. Cadiz and Mickey Fax is the Riders Live What's Poppin' artist of the day, y'all. Let's get it.
State Beat Studio.
Yeah, I fucked around and I did the impossible. It's possible I made you on the conjugal. I'm Big Daddy. I flipped your mother like a beef patty. I read books, but I'm street savvy. Just take a look at my catalog. I fire off a couple cannonballs that come through your stereo and analog and set it off. I don't give a fuck, we can bet it all. Not bet I won't be a dead at all. I'm dead at all. Feeling like I'm better off. If I ain't spell it out, I'm like a letter off. Cocky cause I let it off. Your man don't wanna get involved. I terrorize niggas. I done sent a bomb, you sent a bomb. Watch a nigga eat, now we can be discreet about the way I leave the beat. Tell me stay violent so I keep the peace. I can't stop, gotta beat the beast. No mercy, sweep the leg. See me dead before you see a nigga bed. It's like I'm windsurfing, freestyling on the edge. I'm filing up the bat and now I'm coming for your legs. I'm leaning on the back, dick pointed at the eggs. You corny ass niggas, I don't give a fuck if you was in the feds. Your bullshit that got me seeing red.
I'm right back, I said I was coming right back. Right back, just like that.
Corner connoisseur, I'm jumping on the song, studying the art of war. Luckily, I draw it all. I'm finger painting, finger waving. You want a dog, but summer on the block. Stay with you. See the nuggets on? I made a school for the public, y'all. And made the news for the toughest bars. Cable crews wanted more crazy views. Made your lady choose like she munching on something hard. Rocking baby blue in the double R. Cop your baby shoes while I'm in your girl Wonder Bra. Sup with y'all? Like we at the table too. Supper's warm. Maybe you can get taken too. Like the movie with the Russian guards. Gotta pay a dude cause I hustle hard. Yeah! They gotta love it, they gotta love it. Me and Cadiz from New York to Columbus, we want it. We giving it away like the Chili Peppers, so you better flee. We red hot and anywhere. Right back.
I said I was coming right back, right back, just like that. I said I was coming right back, right back. I'm right back. I said I was coming right back, just like that. I said I was coming.
That was Cadiz and Mickey Fax with Right Back off of their new album that drops today, Paradigm Shift. That song is available on all streaming platforms, and go ahead and cop the album. Download, stream, like, share. Paradigm Shift, available on all streaming platforms. That's Cadiz and Mickey Fax. Welcome to Rodas Live. I'm your host, Rodas. Today, I have Columbus Finest, Cadiz. We collaborated on a couple of tracks together. We collaborated on Black Sun's album. We also collaborated on my self-titled album, Rodas. And with no further ado, introduce yourself to the listeners of Rodas Live.
What's good? This is Cadiz, the heart of the city, straight out of Columbus, Ohio, north side. Linden, what's good? But you also forgot we did some shows together as well.
Yeah, that's right, in Toledo. That's what's up.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's where we first met. My bad.
Right, right, right. What's good with you?
Man, I'm just chilling, man, living life. So how did you come up with the name Cadiz? Is that your birth name?
No, actually, it's really, I pronounce it Cadiz, but it's really pronounced Cadiz. And this where my grandmother was born, Cadiz, Ohio. So I just kind of, you know, started with the foundation, you know, Cadiz, Cadiz, same thing.
That's dope. That's dope. That's a real dope meaning behind it. When did you start rapping?
Honestly, after I first heard it, I think the first rhyme I ever heard was Dougie Fresh in the Show. And after that, I just started trying to, you know, put my own thing together because I've always loved music, man. So it's like it just was a natural progression, you know what I'm saying, from listening to the records to now we doing rap, you know what I'm saying? When rap hit Columbus, that's pretty much when it started for me, and I just been sharpening my tool ever since.
That's what's up. So who are some of your musical influences?
Of course, Pop, Jay, T.I., Jeezy. If you made an album and it, you know what I'm saying, and I felt it, you influenced me. I could just have to be honest about it, but I think Jay, really, Ransom, when we're talking about lyrics and how I deliver, Rick Ross, you know, just to name a few.
Hey, they all dope. I like all of them. So can you define your style?
I don't know. I speak from the heart, bro. It's like I'm one of the, you know, I know a lot of people's creating process is different, but I kind of listen to the beat. and whatever the beat, however it make me feel, then I just come from that angle, you know. So on one record you might hear me and I might sound like something from the West. But then on this next beat you hear me and I sound like something from the East. You know what I'm saying? It's like I've been so influenced and I'm such a fan of the music. It's like I'm kind of a chameleon, man. I can't even name my style. I just do what the music tell me.
Yeah, like when I listen to the music, I could see the words, you know?
Right, right. It's like that's where it starts for me. Like whatever mood it put me in, it's like so. If I once I start creating an album, it's like the first three songs are pretty much going to determine the rest of the album. It's like, okay, I'm on this, you know what I'm saying? I'm in this chamber, and then I just go from there.
Yeah, that's how I kind of construct my album. I do it in quarters, and you know, I listen to what I got. I ride around with it, you know what I'm saying? For
right.
For days. And I also like to ride around with the track, you know?
Right, right. And that's where it start with the track. It's like I'll start listening to, like I said, I just catch a vibe. And once I catch, all in all, bro, create music, it's really a mood thing for me.
Okay. So where do you draw inspiration from? Do you draw it from your experiences? Do you draw it from your pain?
I think it's a combination of it all. It's like when I, like, again, it all comes down, it's my mood. Okay, so say, you know what I'm saying, I'm going through something, then I'm going to automatically start listening to a certain type of instrumental. And once I find that instrumental that just completely take me there, then it's like I'm going to start writing about how I'm feeling. So if I'm feeling fucked up, then you know what I'm saying, it's like that's what's going to come out. And if I'm feeling good, then that's what's going to come out. And it's like that's why I like a Chicago native, Common, you know what I'm saying, like Water for Chocolate. I understood that, you know, like the book, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the food was how she felt, you know what I'm saying? However she felt that day, that's how the food made everybody else feel, you know? And it's like, that's how my music is. It's like, just like that.
Yeah, it's definitely substantive, you know? A lot of substance in your music. And you got good bar work, too. It's effortless.
I appreciate it, man. Again, I'm a fan. So being a fan, you know, I came up in the era where you couldn't be whack. Like, you couldn't be whack. So it was like I always strive for that, you know, right, to high level. Like, always keep it high level, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm always representing this thing that we all love, you know?
Yeah. So what's the first song that you recorded? Do you remember?
I think a song called Fresh Air. I think that's the first song I recorded. No. Like, I got to go back when I was in school. Shit. Wow. I think a song called The Test. I think that was the first record that I did.
Oh, shit. You was rhyming about finals and shit, huh?
Man, it was just like, yeah, it was during finals time, and you know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, this is a test, you know what I'm saying? So I just started rhyming, you know what I'm saying, putting it together. Because from the beginning, I wouldn't really, like, write down rhymes, you know what I'm saying? I would just spit. It wasn't something that I did, you know what I'm saying? Because you know how it is when you grow up, you know, especially being in the hood, you know, it's like, yeah, I rhyme, but, you know, everything else supersedes that, you know, at that time, you know what I'm saying? It was like, shit, I'd rather run the streets, but when I'm in the streets, I'm rhyming, you know what I'm saying? So I never really wrote them down. I ain't start writing them down until, shit, I most of my life I went through. Then I started picking up the pen and was like, let me write this down and see what that do. But up until that point, man, it was, man, I was just going off the top, bro.
Right, that's what's up. Are you signed, or have you ever been offered any label situations?
I did back when I was younger. I had an opportunity to work with Entertainment, but I blew it because I was in the streets, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I had just got on my feet. You feel me? It was like from being down. I was down bad and had got on my feet. And when I got on my feet, it was just my homie knew somebody and got me into, took me to Philly and got me to meet with Jacob York, who was A&R for Entertainment at the time. And he was like, yo, I'm going to introduce you to Mark Pitts, but you got to come down here or at least stay here for a week or come back in a week so I can do this meeting. And, you know, I'm like, shit, that's too long for me to be away from the money, you know, and being young, you know.
Man, that shit would have been dope, like shit. You, right. Huck, Spade, who else?
Yeah, Cam was just about to drop his first album, the joint with Horse and Carriage and all that. Like Nori had just dropped the what, like everything. It was like it was that time. Like shit was about to go down. And like, yeah, but I, you know what I'm saying, being again, you know, I'm from the middle of nowhere. So that's a plug, you know what I'm saying? Me and my homeboy, we got an album about to come out called The Middle of Nowhere. Now my who's from South Linden, he from the Linden area too. Yeah, but I'm in the middle of nowhere, so you know. Now my mom always told me a bird in the hand, you know what I'm saying? So I went with a bird in the hand, and you know, it might have been one of the biggest mistakes of my life, but yeah.
Right. So what's something that people don't know about you?
Most people don't. Unless you know me, you come from the place that I come from, most people don't know that I sing just as well as I rap. And I got...
I never would have took you as a crooner.
Yeah, bro, I go. And I ain't talking about Drake, you know what I'm saying, Future, nothing like that. Ain't no auto-tune, bro. I go. And yeah, unless you grew up with me, you know what I'm saying, and was around to hear it, you know, you wouldn't know. Yeah, I got quite the name of as a singer, you know, back home.
That's what's up. So how often do you perform?
I'm seasonal these days, you know, because life is happening in real time for me. So raising kids and dealing with marriage and, you know, work. I usually just, I'm a spring through fall type, unless it's something big, you know, you're going to see me. I pop my head out like the, you know what I'm saying? Once it get warm, start moving around, you know, from, I say probably from May to October. And then that's it for me as far as doing shows on, like I said, unless it's something that people really want to see, then I show up for that.
Right. So, major or indie?
That's hard. I would say indie for the money, because I would like to definitely keep all the money and all the rights to my music, but major because I would like to, if I'm going to do it, I would like to do opportunity indie. You'll get the money, but you might not get that stage.
Yeah, and that push.
Right.
Okay. So, hey, you ready to have some fun on this motherfucker?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right, so if you could pick four rappers to run with you in a game, you the point guard. So, you pick a shooting guard, small forward, power forward, and center based off of rap skills like lyrics, concepts, you know, like that. You know, you the point guard, and you pick any four rappers to run with you on your team against anybody in the rap. Who running with you?
Okay. If we just talking about bars, like we trying to annihilate with bars. I'm going with Royce.
You got Royce for bars.
I got Royce. He's gonna be my bar man. He's gonna, yeah. To me, he ain't nobody better than him lyrically. But that's just my opinion.
For that.
Then, are we talking dead or alive?
They could be dead or alive.
Okay. So, then I'm going to get, I got to get Big. Because Big's style is unmatched. I don't think nobody can put the words together. Can Jay is close, but Big just had a way with it. I can't explain it. That's just my humble opinion.
Hey, I agree with that, and it's your team, so.
Let me see. I need a big man. My big man, I'm going to go with Scarface because I think Scarface is the father of Tupac.
I feel you. I ain't going to argue with you.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with Face because I think when it comes to that type of rap, really going deep and really saying that shit, I don't think nobody has ever Face. Yeah. So, and then for my last guy, Wow.
Hey, this is a good team that you're putting together with you on it.
Yeah. I think and I'm going to go with Three Stacks.
Okay.
Andre 3000. And then for my sixth man off the bench, I'm going to go with J. Cole. And that's it.
Hey, that's a good squad right there. That's a good squad right there. All right. So you ready to have some more fun?
For sure. All
right. So if you could be on any label, just pick one and tell me why. If you could be on any label, past, present, or future?
Any label.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be probably with Dre. Anywhere Dre at, that's where I want to be.
That's good. Okay. You get to do an album. 10 tracks, 5 producers, and 3 features. Who the producers? And who are the features? You can only get 3 features.
All right.
One is an R&B singer.
Okay.
One is a posse cut. And the next one is you head up with a rapper just doing y'all thing.
Okay. The R&B singer is going to be her.
Yeah, I like her.
The posse cut. The posse cut is gonna be. I gotta go with Ransom.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah.
People slept on his last album.
Man, he's always been one of my favorites. Like top tier favorites. And then I'm going to pull out who was my favorite till he retired, and that's Joe Buttons.
Okay.
I would like to get Buttons on us on the record. If I could get Buttons on a record, that would be dope.
Okay.
Producer-wise, of course, I'm going with Dre. I'm going with... Oh, man. Battle Cat.
Oh man, Battle Cat crazy.
Sheesh. Somebody from the East.
Come on, Kadiz. You got this wide open budget. You ain't got no bread.
Oh, don't try to think, man. It's like I'm very particular on my beats, man. It's like I like a certain sound.
I know you got good beat selection.
David Banner. That's three. Sheesh. I know I'm gonna get somebody I love. That produces. Sheesh, man. You got me.
No Primo. No Buckwow. No Hit Boy. No Havoc.
No. I like all of them. I love all of them. But that ain't my sound. Probably Heat Makers.
Yeah.
Probably Heat Makers and your boys in Cali, Mike and Keys.
Yeah, he fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Like I said, I like a particular sound, man. It's like my music, it gotta be, unless I'm on some gutter, you know, we about to wrap circles around niggas. It's like, I like my shit gotta be soulful. Like it gotta have some soul in it. Like, because again, I was raised on R&B music. So it's like, I still like to hear that instrumentation. So yeah.
So you got a project coming out for to be played like a listening party with the World Fleet DJs, right? So how did that come about, and when and where can people listen?
That's just DJ Swamp. That's my guy. He DJed a few shows that I did last year for me. My man DJ Con Artist put me on them. These are my peoples. So you know, Swamp here, he a Fleet DJ. So you know, I always, you know, stay close to people that I'm, you know, I'm a cool nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I stay cool with everybody, you know. I ain't got no beef with nobody, so it's just easy, you know what I'm saying? My relationships are good. So yeah, I told him I got the album, you know. Me and Mickey Fax, we got an album. We 6 songs. We just finished it. Got the mix and the master done. So I just told him, like, yo, I'm about to drop this album on Memorial Day weekend. He like, yo, we got to set something up. And then, yeah.
I got something to play.
Yeah. The single is out right now. It's called Right Back. You know what I'm saying? Kadiz and Mickey Fax is everywhere right now. The single is out. Video is out. Yeah.
And I'm glad you plugged that. I got something to listen to.
So.
Man, that's dope. It's indie too, right?
Right.
Get that bread. Tell the people how important it is to have a DJ when you perform. And just,
man,
the DJ for the culture overall.
Man, the DJ is going to make the difference. And people just standing there looking at you. And people, you know, moving with you, you know what I'm saying? Because the DJ gonna know when to stop the beat, when to start the beat, when to change the beat, you know what I'm saying? Because he gonna feel the pulse of the crowd. Like, he control that. So, you know what I'm saying? You always gotta take care of your DJ. If you don't learn nothing else about performing, take care of the DJ. Take care of him, and you'll have a great show every time.
Yes, sir. So, What is on your bucket list?
First thing is to get is to break into this rap shit, you know what I'm saying? As an old guy, you know, to be the first to do it and do it well. But I don't, you know, it's all for the love, of course, but now it's just for me. It's just so I can prove to myself that I could do it. So, you know, that's the first thing on the bucket list. After that, man, I'm gonna buy me an RV and just travel, man. Wake up somewhere different, you know what I'm saying? My kids be grown, you know, so I can go visit everybody, just drive around, man. I'm gonna keep my crib, just give me a just ride.
Man, people don't, they don't know nothing about freedom. The best thing about living is being free.
Yes, sir. You know? Yes, sir. Yeah, keep it simple, man.
Let the people know, let the people know where they can find you, and if you could leave some with the listeners of Ride Us Live, do that. Let them know where they can find you first, and then leave them with something.
Okay. It's simple. Anything that you need to find me on is going to always be, whether it's Twitter, Facebook. Well, I don't have a Facebook, but I got Instagram. The website is all the real Kadiz, the real KADIZ. You can add me on Instagram, the real Kadiz, on Twitter, the real Kadiz. The website, therealkadiz.com. It's all the real Kadiz. And if you go on Apple, it's just going to be Kadiz, Spotify, Kadiz. I'm there. Wherever you looking for, KADIZ, the real Kadiz. And after that, I guess if I want to leave the people with something, I just want to leave you with, don't take life so seriously and enjoy it, because we all know we got a moment, and when it comes, that's it. So live life, but live to enjoy it, you know, catch the moments and don't wait for it, you know, because that time moves fast, and that's something that you ain't going to never get back. Yeah, be safe out there.
That's what's up. You heard it from Kadiz right here on Ride Us Live. This has been another episode of Ride Us Live. Peace.
Peace.